To begin with, I want to congratulate you again for your victory Sunday in the Seoul World Inline Cup. That was an incredible win. Everybody was just so amazed by that incredible hawk. You just somehow slipped right in the middle between the rollerblade women and got your foot out in front. It was really amazing. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, first, thank you. I appreciate that. I just basically led myself out, went a little bit too early, and I saw the rollerblade girls. They were on one line, actually, on the right side of me. When I seen them go, I started to step out to go because there was too many Korean girls in front of me, and the line I knew would come up quite fast, and ended up, when I took off to go for the lead, it ended up seeming a little bit further than what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I seen the lead out for rollerblade on the side of me, and they were getting even with my lead out, and I kept telling myself, oh, I have to keep going, and Angel came off of her pack, and she ended up right next to me, and then I don't know how, actually Laura Ladarney from rollerblade also came on the other side of me, off of their lead out. And I had both rollerblade girls on both sides of me, and I knew in my head that the only way I was going to actually get them at the line is if I hawked them for the finish, and I kind of set myself up, and I just reached for the line, and my lunge ended up winning.
You have quite an accomplished hawk. It looked like your left knee was only maybe an inch or two above the pavement.
Right. I actually didn't realize how low I actually was until I saw a picture. I guess I never really figured or realized how low I could actually get in a hawk, and I knew I had to stretch pretty good for that one, so I did everything I could to get as low as I could, and my coach, Rob Dunn, has always had us practice lunges since I've been, 12 years old before my first junior worlds, and, ever since then, we've always practiced them, and I think that's what's helped me throughout each race season.
You know, I actually wanted to ask you to, if you could tell us kind of a blow-by-blow of the race.
From the start, I think that, going into the race, I was a little bit nervous being by myself this year and not having a team to race with me, and going against girls that have quite a few girls, at least four to each team. I didn't really know what to expect, and so I just wanted to play it safe and see what everybody's capable of throughout the race. And the race started out a little bit fast. Natalie from Solomon took off from the gun, and her and her partner, Nicole, were 1 and 2, and I already seen right from the gun that, Nicole kind of slowed the pack down, and Natalie just tried to keep going strong so she could create a gap and take off from the beginning. And I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want to have to chase her halfway through the race, so I went and chased her down right from the start, and that brought everybody back together. And then it was kind of, a fast pace after that, and it was pretty windy, actually. We had to do a loop around after a bridge. We had to do a sharp loop and then go down on one side of the highway over the water in Seoul, and it was pretty windy, so it was hard for any of us to really get away or do anything, and there was a few attacks throughout that break, or throughout that area of the race, and nothing got away, like I said, and then as we turned around, there's quite a few breaks as we turned around to go back for the other direction, because it was basically like a T. We skated across the bridge and we go left to do a loop around, skate all the way back down the highway, come back, do another loop around, and then you're going straight to the finish.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one side it was pretty windy, and on the other side it was a tailwind. I did one break or something. I just wanted to see how I felt throughout the race, knowing I haven't really skated much outdoors this season. I've skated two races, one in Florida and one in Vegas, and that's the amount of outdoors I've had, so I haven't really been able to train, so I didn't know what I was capable of. So then on the coming back for the back stretch of the finish, the last 10K, I would say, there was only four girls that were able to lead, or that would lead, and were forced to lead, and one of them was me, because none of the rollerblade girls would let me drop back after my leads. So I had to stay in the top four positions.
What do you mean that none of the rollerblade girls would let you drop back after you led?
Well, every time we were trying to kind of taking turns, and I didn't want to sit too far in the back, so I had gone to the front because I wanted to do my fair share of, leading or helping out, even though I was the only one from my team in the race. So I went up to the front and led a little bit, and when I went to drop back, all three of the rollerblade girls and whoever else was behind them, Natalie Barbaton from Solomon, she would follow me throughout the whole race, and Andrea Horachalar, and they basically would just stand up. Every time I would drop back, they'd all stand up and create a gap in between the front three people.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I have no choice but to keep going in front of them because I don't want those three girls, one Solomon girl, one rollerblade girl, and one, a semi-rollerblade team to get off the front.
Mm-hmm.
So it was either I get back in line and, you know, I just kind of led, not hard, but just, you know, led so that I could stay toward the front. And I just figured, well, it's obviously they want to skate my race, so I raced that way. I raced for them to skate my race.
What do you mean by that?
I could tell, you know, they have three girls against one girl, and there's plenty of ways, you know, for a team to be able to be able to take on one person. So I could tell that they were only focusing on me, and I raced my race to deal with that situation.
And what was your race?
I did what I had to do to win, basically. I made sure nothing really got away. I stayed toward the front when I needed to, and I watched the attacks, and basically just set myself up for what type of lead out I needed and set myself up in the right position toward the end of the race.
You seemed to do a lot of polling in the race from the video that I saw.
I did a little bit. I wanted to make sure, well, for sure toward the end I did do a lot of the leading. Us four girls in the front were doing most of the leading toward the end. But I felt pretty comfortable. I wasn't leading to the point where I was killing myself and making myself feel tired. And I wasn't really worried because I could tell by, you know, the way that the girls were racing that I wasn't really concerned about killing myself out there. So I knew that I was able to lead. And I didn't also want to just sit in the pack and do nothing because I hate when girls do that with me. And I think that everybody, you know, needs to do a little bit of work in the race to make the race even somewhat interesting.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of history with the World Inline Cup. You won the World Cup in 2003.
Right.
And you won a couple stages last year, even though you only raced in a handful of stages.
Correct.
And this year, how much will we be seeing you in the World Inline Cup?
This year I'm not too sure. I know that I'll be at a few of the races, probably Zurich and Ingeden for sure. I'm not quite sure what other races that I'll be going to, maybe Berlin. Not that many of them. I raced the season in 2003, and I basically had to live over in Europe, and I'm not really one to want to live in Europe to race the amount of races that they race, because you can't really train, and you can't really dominate certain aspects of the season if you're going to be living over there every day and racing every weekend. It just doesn't work out, and I've already done that, so that's why, you know, only going to a few of the races is my main concern, and the races that I go to, I want to compete really well, and I'd like to win those races. But as far as, like, you know, going to every race to be able to win the overall this year isn't really my main focus. My main focus is the races that I'm at. I want to win, and I want to do my best.
And you said that you wanted to focus on other things, basically. Are you talking about the World Championships?
Well, it's kind of hard. That will be, you know, obviously I'm probably going to be going to Worlds, or I'm going to attempt to try out. So if I make the World team, then that is a big focus of mine. I want to perform well, and, you know, that's my main goal is to perform well at the races that I'm at. And in order to perform well, you got to train. And due to the last 2 years of having to live over in Europe in 03, 04 seasons, I wasn't able to train. I wasn't able to be at the particular, you know, the speed that I need to be at and to be race ready like I normally was when I was in previous years, you know, my junior years. So I think this year it's just going to work out way better. And obviously I'm also doing ice right now, so coming off of a big ice season, I haven't had much rest, and I haven't had much time just to focus on, you know, each season, because the seasons tend to run into each other. So that's another problem is, you know, dealing with ice, which is becoming a major priority in my life also.
Do you see a time when you'll be doing iced and no longer be doing inline?
I think I see that. I mean, I think it comes to a point where you're going to have to decide and choose one or the other in order to be the best at one. I don't think you can dominate at both. It's just too much. It's both seasons are on opposite times, and in order to be, you know, the level that I need to be at in ice, then I think it's going to come to that point. And I'm not sure when, but I know that, you know, I'm going to have to choose. And that doesn't mean that it'll be forever, because obviously I still love inlines, or else I wouldn't be doing the sport. If you don't love the sport, you can't be at your best if you're not having fun doing it. And right now I'm still having a lot of fun inline speed skating, so, you know, it's just a matter of time having to basically give it up for a year or two and then coming back to it, because I don't plan on leaving it forever. And, you know, it's my roots and that's where I got started, so I'm happy with doing inlines also.
You got started skating when you were really young. You started skating when you were only 1 year old.
Yeah, my mom and dad used to skate. They used to race when they were younger, and with Rob Dunn and Chuck Jackson and all them, and my mom had me, and she figured she was going to just put me on quads when I was a baby, so she'd have me waddle around the floor, or, you know, she figured if I was going to do speed skating, she might as well start me young, and if anything, it's going to help me with balance and, you know, just get my coordination down. So she figured she might as well start me young, and if I like it enough, then at least she started me early, and I can keep going throughout the years, and now I'm 22 years old, and I'm still doing the sport.
When you're at home in Melvindale, which you're where you're at now,
right,
you train with the Wolverines, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And how often do you train with them?
Depending on when I'm home. If I, you know, right now I'm home, like today actually I have an outdoor practice that I'll be going to, and then after that we go to indoor practice. So we have practices every, if I'm home, I'm at practice no matter what, which is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
5 days a week?
Yes, and sometimes there's, you know, a day or two extra that Jay will put in there, maybe like on Saturday he'll throw something in there. I train 6 days a week regardless if it's with the team or without.
Do you then, when you're not practicing with the team, are you practicing alone?
I have Kelly Gunther that also lives out of Michigan, and, you know, when we're not able to skate indoors, if we're able to skate outdoors, like now that the season's starting to break, it's getting a little warmer here, you know, I'll have Kelly, me and her will meet up somewhere and go skate or go train together, or if I can't skate outside, then I do end up training by myself.
It sounds like you're main priority right now is to transition to ice and to try to make it onto the U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah, that is a big goal of mine right now. That is a focus, and I only have 3 years to get to the Olympics, actually 3.5, and it's a long road, and it's going to be hard, and yeah, I hope that, you know, I hope to be on the Olympic team.
I was wondering, do you have a favorite race or a favorite race memory that you could share with us?
Oh, geez. I think my favorite race memory would probably have to be my first year that I won indoor nationals when I was juvenile girls.
Uh-huh.
Just because I haven't won it. I've never won nationals, and I was always there, but always, you know, let everybody push me around, and then finally I won one of the races, and then another girl won the other, and I got second, and then it came down to the very last race, and I had water in my knee because I fell in a relay previously, and, you know, Rob just told me, you know, you just, how bad you want it, and, you know, you've already gone this far and everything, and, you know, just being only in juvenile girls, and it came down to the last lap, and I threw a desperation pass that nobody really thought was even there, and I made it all the way by, and I ended up winning my first indoor national title, and I've always remembered that. I always go back to that. You know, it's, even when you're young and you can throw that desperation, you know, it's like the will to win, I guess. It's always what I go back to thinking about when times get tough.
That's great. Well, Jessica, I want to thank you, and I wish you the best luck this season and lots of success, and look forward to seeing you racing.
Oh, thank you very much. Hopefully it'll be a good race season.
Great. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.